We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We talk sports. You talk sports.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Welcome back. This is Max Power with the music this week. Animals, birds, and crawly things. Hound dog from Elvis Presley. Kendall Gammon joins us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Still waiting for Kendall's music. You'd think that that would be his number one priority.
Maybe
in
the
world.
Off season.
You know, I feel kind of bad, guys. You gave me the email to get it to, and I lost it.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, it's okay, Kendall. We'll do it again. It's Bob at KFHradio.com. And we can't wait to get your music in our hands and start playing it.
Oh, I'm sure. My ears will be burning as you play some of those and comment on them, I'm sure. But absolutely, I will get that.
Well, we've already been discussing the Chiefs and Raiders. As I said, I think you could have pulled 40 people out of the stands and beaten the Raiders yesterday. And that's taking nothing away from the Chiefs whatsoever, but it's an indictment on the Raiders.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, midseason, they were everybody's darling there for three or four games. And then these last three games coming into the Chiefs, they'd barely put up 300 yards total offense. And, of course, that Jets game we talked about was just awful. You didn't think they could play much worse, but they managed to up their game against us or lower their game against us. And a combination of two things. They're not there yet, and the Chiefs are healthy and playing better. And even with that, I mean, when you put those type of points up and you still only have a 15 completion set from Patrick Mahomes for 175 yards, it's kind of indicative of the special teams and the defense and what they did on the day as well.
How long do you think it will be for the defense to change the outside perception? I mean, you and those close to the Chiefs have obviously seen the improvement, especially against the running game. Three of the last 4 weeks, they've held Dalvin Cook and Melvin Gordon, and Josh Jacobs had a decent game yesterday, but none of those guys really hurt them. So how do you think that's real, for one, and how long do you think it will be until the Chiefs get that credit from outsiders?
Well, first and foremost, I do think it's real. I talked about it in the opening of the broadcast on Sunday, and I think they're building and making a case to be much, much better. I think, though, it's fair from a fan standpoint of okay, we want to see this over five, six, seven games, and I feel like they're getting close to that. But, you know, they're still scarred a little bit from last year, and I get that. So either way, in my mind, and I think you all maybe agree, which is I see this defense getting a lot better. I think the secondary has really improved. We're getting pressure on the QB quite a bit. Some of the pressure we're getting is because of coverage, which I think is fabulous. And I think our mid-level and our linebackers are more aggressive than they've been. So I like where it's going. I think it's trending up, and certainly it needs to as we get into this playoff run.
Kendall Gammon with us. He's in the booth for every Chiefs game along with Mitch Holtus. You can hear that right here on KNSS, our sister station. Well, we got the Patriots coming up this Sunday, the late game on CBS Sunday afternoon. And again, here are the Patriots. As they seem to do every year, they bring in some question marks at some point in the season. Their offense is not playing well right now. Tom Brady is lacking weapons, especially in his receiving core. What do you make of the Patriots as we sit here and talk about them on December 2nd?
Well, ultimately they're 10-2, so you got to give them respect there. They certainly didn't play well last night, and Texans are no slouches. But you know, the offense has been a little bit rougher. There's no doubt. I was surprised at the defense last night because up until then they've been playing very, very well. I believe coming into the game last night, they'd only given up 4 TD passes on the year, and they gave up 4 in the air versus Houston. So it was a rough night for them. That being said, you, from a Chiefs standpoint, you want them to lose. From a competitive standpoint, them losing and going home to play in Gillette Stadium, and you've got to travel there to play them, is not the easiest task to say. So they're going to be on their game. And again, they're still the world's best record and until somebody knocks them off. But, you know, I do think there's some possibilities that this is going to be a great test for the Chiefs, no doubt.
What's your evaluation of Patrick Mahomes? He hasn't cleared 200 yards the last two games, but the Chiefs have won both of them. I don't really know how else to frame that question, but what do you think of his performance the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. It makes sense to ask. And you know what? I think he's taking what's being given to him. Right now you see teams a lot of playing, playing a single safety deep. To me, the plan, and maybe we talked about it last week, but the plan is to just make sure that you don't give up the deep ball and the big plays and make the Chiefs work for it more, and you'll have more luck. And I think that's worked for the most part. I think as he continues to play and is healthy, we saw it yesterday in the fact that he had 25 yards on the ground on 3 rushes. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're able to do that, because he's sneaky athletic, this brings a whole new facet to his game, which he hadn't had most of the year because of that high ankle sprain. And I think when that is a factor like it is, it makes everything better. Of course, he did have the one game he came back and threw for everything, 400 and something, almost 450, and they lost. But, I'm not concerned at all, I guess, is what I'm getting at. I think we're fine. Chiefs-wise are fine where they're at with him, and it's going to come. I think the way the game was yesterday, you just don't push any things, and he didn't. Certainly got fortunate on one interception. I think it was the right call, but I was surprised they made it. And the other one, quite honestly, should have been an interception. So he made a few errant throws, but I'm still in his corner. Given the choice of any QB in the league, I'm still going to take Patrick Mahomes.
Kendall Gammon, a long-time long snapper in the NFL, a product of Mulvane and Rose Hill High School, played his college football at Pittsburgh State. So you really need a scorecard to keep track of all the running backs the Chiefs are using this year. And I thought Darwin Thompson yesterday showed some flashes that this guy could be someone to keep an eye on. What's your opinion of him?
No, I agree. And we saw him in camp, and they worked with him a lot, and they liked what they saw early on. I spoke to a few folks privately before camp was over, before there was even a couple more games left, and they were like, no, he's going to make it. They had seen enough already. They were happy to get him like they did in the sixth round. And he's amazing because he's really built at just 5'8", 200. You think, okay, that's pretty diminutive, but he runs well between the tackles, and he's got something that Mitch and I talked about yesterday on the air, which is the patience and the ability to see everything in front of him and let it develop. And it's just something that you do not teach people, I don't believe. I think you're either born with it or you're not. And he was, and he's fun to watch. I think he's only going to get better. Of course, he did have that one penalty where he got called for the hold. But honestly, on that, if you got the choice between holding or letting the guy get to the quarterback, you hold and you take the penalty, and then you take your verbal lashing either on the sideline or throughout the week, and you get better. But by no stretch do you ever let Mahomes get hit if possible. So I like how he's playing things, and I don't know if he's a number one feature back or not, but I know in Andy Reid's offense he fits in very well.
And then another rookie that I thought performed exceedingly well yesterday was Juan Thornhill in the secondary. That's a guy that's had a really nice year as well.
Yeah, he really has. Dan Israel asked me about the secondary beforehand. He said, who's been the one? Has it been Bashad? Has it been Tyrann Mathieu? And he named a few others. And I said, actually, my MVP is Juan Thornhill. And then I mentioned also Daniel Sorensen. But Juan Thornhill back there, the angles he takes, not only towards the defensive passes, and of course that one that he broke on was fabulous, as he kind of baited the guy, and then he just broke on it and had a perfect angle. But he takes nice angles into the alleys also, and hits and makes textbook tackles, gets his head across the bow and wraps up, and he is really somebody that could man the free safety position for the Chiefs for the next 8 to 10 years easy. And what I saw also, guys, yesterday, which was really fun to watch, was Tyrann Mathieu and him, coming, talking to each other, kind of giving a low five, and just a very healthy respect by the Honey Badger for Juan Thornhill and what he's doing, because really Tyrann could be back there also and doing that also, but he's better served up in the box or covering a tight end or something of that nature. And the fact that Juan's playing the way he is allows Tyrann to be up there, and I think that's just spells good things for this Chiefs defense.
Kendall, it's always a pleasure. I hope your Thanksgiving went well. Did it?
It went very well. Absolutely. I actually used a little bit of restraint, so that's one for 51 in my life.
And K-State finishes its regular season at 8-4 with your son playing a key part of that. So things are looking rosy for you at the moment. Now, if you just get your music to us.
I know. I apologize. But, yes, senior day, having my son run out there and do that was just surreal. Everything I've done in the NFL, and I'd trade it all just to watch my son again and do what he did. And you know how it is. So it was a great time. I appreciate you saying that.
Actually, I've never gotten to watch my son do much special.
Yeah,
so.
Hilarious.
Thanks, Kendall. We appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Take care.
All right, there's Kendall Gammon. I was just kidding. Of course, I share his pride in
Absolutely.
Offspring.
Sorry I didn't get to K-State Senior Day.
We will take a break, come back, and talk more football, this time from the collegiate level with Mark Mangino. Thanks to Kendall Gammon again. That weekly segment brought to you by Rusty Eck Ford and Midwest Kia. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.